Today's episode of the iPhone Photo Show is brought to you by Mylio Photos. With Mylio, you can access all of your photos and videos across multiple devices without having to worry about big tech snooping on your data or nag messages saying that you've run out of storage space. Mylio is focused on iPhone photographers just like you, with a place to store, find, edit, and share your images in just one place. Check out the free 30-day trial at mylio.com. Hey everybody, it's time for the iPhone Photo Show. I'm Jefferson Graham, your host. I've got a very special guest today, Lisa Carney. She's a retoucher, she's a photographer, she's a teacher. She's a lot of things, and she, like me, is going to be speaking at the upcoming iPhone Photo Conference put on by our friends at Kelby One, which is March 28th and 29th. Let's say hi to Lisa, direct from Truckee, California.
Hi, gang.
How you doing?
Saying hello from the snow. It's nice and cold up here.
It's snowing and the door is closed because the dogs might come in to say hello, but it's okay because it's real life.
That's right. That's right. We're intimate here. It's good.
Now, when I spoke to Lisa yesterday, she said she loves the iPhone so much it drives her crazy. And I really want to start there. Talking photography or just as a phone?
Oh, photography. In fact, I will share something that's a little embarrassing, but I actually have two phones because one of them is my phone and one of them is my camera.
Okay.
And why I do that is I drop my phone all the time, but the camera is like the precious baby.
Yes. Regular listeners of this program know that I go around with three phones to trump you just by one, a 13, a 14.
That makes me feel really good.
Yes.
That makes me feel really good.
And people say to me all the time, "Hey, Jeff, why do you go around with multiple iPhones?" And I say, aren't you a photographer? Don't you like to have multiple angles? Don't you like to have a backup on you at all times? And don't you like to use one phone for time lapse and another phone for stills, et cetera, right?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I'll tell you something. Now that you mention that, I really regret I didn't keep my 12 with my Moment camera case on it. Because it would be so much faster for me to just put on my Moment macro lens rather than, oh, I have to change the case. Oh, I have to change this. Oh,
yeah.
Maybe okay.
Do you, I didn't know that a lot of people are still using the lenses because now that we have three iPhone focal lengths on our phone or more, depending on which model we have, it's sort of like, who needs an accessory lens anymore?
Well, I will tell you the only reason. One of the only reasons I use it is that Moment lens, the fall off on that macro is so beautiful. And I think it's better than the iPhone fall off, you know, the focus fall off. Mm-hmm. And then with the Moment lens, that diffusion ring for the light, oof, can't beat it.
Okay. So this is a diffusion ring accessory or a macro accessory?
It's a macro lens, a Moment macro lens, and it has built into it a diffusion ring that goes around it for the light.
Now, you're going to be speaking at the iPhone conference on Lightroom Mobile, which we'll get to in a moment. I would like, because anybody who's gone to your website go, wow, God, a lot of things going on there. And I'd like to sort of like have you run by some of the things. You teach a lot of mobile photography classes. You teach a lot of classes. And you either design incredible movie posters or you work on them. And I think we have to start there because, you know, I am a Showtime subscriber this month. I know how great the image is of Bryan Cranston in that new show. Did you do the movie poster?
So here's what happens with my career. I do mostly finishing movie posters, meaning someone else designs it and I get to execute it perfectly at the end because finishing pays probably four times the amount designers make. Mm-hmm. I love designing movie posters, but it doesn't pay.
Okay. Finishing. So this is a close-up of Bryan Cranston with a giant beard, very dark, a sort of a black background, right? And and his head is down, right?
So right.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you, sweetheart, both of those photos, I have two finishes for Showtime for Your Honor, full sunlight, daylight shots.
Really?
They're not dark. They're not moody. They're not back. They're not in shadows at all. Full sunlight.
Okay.
So that's why they come to me.
Okay. So they go to you and you slip them into Photoshop?
Yeah, absolutely. It's 100% Photoshop. Well, actually, Photoshop with Camera Raw. Camera Raw is the hidden tool in Photoshop these days. And I think that comes about because I've been such a heavy Lightroom mobile user. And ACR is what Lightroom Mobile is, or Lightroom Classic. And so now, because of my photography, I'm utilizing more Camera Raw in Photoshop.
So walk me through just quickly, because I think we would need to get to mobile stuff. But quickly, you get this giant bright sunlight shot of Bryan Cranston. What are your steps?
Oh, that's kind of a complicated question, but it's about relighting, basically. So I have to, aside from the retouching and changing his beard and whatnot, I have to refocus the light. So a daylight shot has to be turned into a evening or dark shot. And I do a lot in Camera Raw with the masking. And here's why I do that, because in Lightroom Mobile, I relight all the time. In fact, I would say 80% of my work in Lightroom Mobile is relighting.
Okay. So
you understand what I mean? So
I don't understand what you mean. So I use Lightroom Mobile every day. It's my go-to app. I love it. And I shoot all sorts of things. So now tell me some of the secret stuff that I've never done. How am I going to relight in Lightroom Mobile?
Awesome. And I think I've got to preface this with, because I'm a retoucher, I do experimental photography. I'm not a purist. I'm not a, you know, what was that F64 club? I am not a capture it all on camera and however the scene is, that's what it is. I am into visual storytelling. And so often what that means is the lighting is not working for the story I want to tell. So I'll give you an example. Last night, my beautiful son made his girlfriend Valentine's dinner and I snuck in and took a little picture. And with the iPhone now, it lightens up the room too much. So in Lightroom, I did the masking and darkened it, made it intimate, put a little extra highlight on the candles. So that's what I mean by relighting, actually changing the focus of the light, darkening the background, lightening the background, darkening part of the background.
Okay,
that kind of thing.
For those elementary users of Lightroom Mobile, they know that you can now mask in Lightroom Mobile, which is fantastic. If you're a Creative Cloud member, right? The free members do not get it. And the first thing you do is you say select subject or select sky, right? You could do one or the other.
Right, or select subject and flip it so you're selecting the background.
Okay, so I only know how to do the sky, make it dark, and have fun, or select the subject. So there's a picture of the stupid Manhattan Beach Pier behind me. So I would do the sky, and then I would do the pier and try to make it so the pier's not sticking out as badly. But you would, if you wanted, there's a person standing in the ocean there, how would you mask that person in Lightroom Mobile?
Oh, this is so awesome. All right. So a shameless plug for my class at the iPhone conference, because I will be delving into this deeply because I think people don't know. So for example, you can select the subject of the, like you have a guitar behind you and let's say I want the wall to be darker. And so I would select you, flip that selection to be the background and then darken or lighten. But then I can do a secondary mask on top of that, like a luminance mask, and say, hey, wherever it's the brightest, use only that. Or wherever it's darker, use only that. Or I could do a color range. So you can have three or four masks combined into one mask in Lightroom Mobile. I mean, it's very complex. Okay. It's a great tool.
And you do this on the iPhone or the iPad?
On the iPhone.
Okay. So a lot of people say, well, it's too small, I can't see. And I'd rather
absolutely
see.
And
go ahead.
And what's sorry about that, honey. So what's brilliant is, too small for you, rock on, carry your iPad, and the same exact photo will open up on your iPad because it's all connected, or your desktop.
Can you do things in Lightroom Mobile that you can't do on your desktop in Lightroom Classic?
I don't use Lightroom Classic.
You don't?
I'm going to guess I do not. I am a Lightroom-only user. I don't use Classic at all. I don't need to use Classic. All my needs are met with Lightroom, so since that's... there's no need for me. They're perfectly great programs. There is not an either or. There's an and if you need it, and I just don't happen to need it.
Well, there were a lot of people who felt when the new version came out, it was like new Coke, and it was too elementary. It was stuff I didn't like. I like good old Lightroom Classic. You didn't feel that way?
Not at all. There's no zero. I think the engine is basically the same. Sure, are there some print functions you can do? In Lightroom Classic, sure. But if I'm printing, I'm on my desktop anyway, and I'm I can access that differently. Storage wise, I want access to everything. That's where I think a lot of people have issues with Lightroom versus Lightroom Classic is the storage. And for me, it's worth the $10 a month I pay for the extra terabyte.
Okay. So you pay $10 a month for a terabyte of storage?
Extra. Yeah.
Okay. As opposed to, well, it leads to a whole other, you know, Google Drive and Amazon and all the other places.
Right.
Do you do those as well?
No, sir, I do not. I have Dropbox for work, but Lightroom only for my image storage.
All your storage is on Lightroom?
Yes. Okay, image storage, yes.
Image storage. And your family photos and all the other stuff that you've
everything,
taken?
Everything.
Everything is in Lightroom. Everything. Why?
I like the accessibility. I really do. Now, that might make some people nervous because, ooh, where's your backup? Where's your backup? Well, I've been doing Photoshop as a career for 35 years. I have drives and drives and drives and drives of backup. It's embarrassing how many backups I have. My entire life, maybe 3 times, I've had to go back to a backup. And it's just not worth it for me anymore.
Okay, so you're not backing up to drives anymore either?
No. Nope.
Everything's on Lightroom at Adobe.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for a photo, you just open up Lightroom and it syncs to wherever it is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one reason.
I know. And I understand this is a different workflow. It really, for some people, they're like, but you don't have to. You don't have to do it my way. You can use Lightroom Classic. Fantastic. Doesn't matter. Whatever works.
Can't you sync Lightroom Classic also?
I believe you can. Yeah. I just don't use it. I'm sorry. I just have
too much data to only do a terabyte. I mean, I've got 60 terabytes on my desk. That's my problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't.
And Scott Kelby and I had a conversation about that. And he's like, well, I have 40 years of photos or 30 years of photos. And I'm like, great. So for someone with that kind of volume who wants to hold on to that much data, great. Lightroom Classic's your ticket. Right now on my phone, I have 90,000 photos. Synced because you know it syncs.
Right.
So for me, 90,000, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I have a lot more than just my photos on the phone because I have everything else and then all the video that I do. Right. And yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Video, or if you're a DSL shooter, absolutely. Perhaps Lightroom Classic is your go-to. It doesn't mean you can't use Lightroom Mobile when you're out in the field and doing work and then sync back in. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about Lightroom Mobile. Okay, so for many people who shoot on the iPhone, the first, if they think about editing at all, they'll go to Apple Photos, right? And they'll do some editing in there. And I always say that that's good. It's a great first step. And then if you want to go to the next level, go to Lightroom Mobile. Do you bother with the Apple Photos app at all?
Not at all. Nope. Not at all. So, and it's just workflow. I'm not trying to sound judgy. So here's the deal for me. For me, the phone, why mobile shooting has gotten me so excited is it's a dark room in your hand. That's right. Like, so I can actually, while I'm still at the scene, did I get that exposure right? Did I expose the highlights good enough? Did I compose the image well enough? And I can do a fast edit on my phone. And for me, Lightroom is such a brilliant editing device. There's no point in doing Apple. There's no point to do the Apple app. And I'm, you know, when you're, it's like second nature. I take a shot, I open it in Lightroom and boom, there I go.
One problem I have with Lightroom Mobile, and I'll see what you think about this, is that I will want to edit a photo. And if it could take a while to populate, to go through all the photos I've taken to get there. I can't do an instant get it right in there. Do you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that and have experienced that pain. So what I've done currently, how I've been shooting probably for the last year, is I will not auto-populate from my Apple device to Lightroom. I selectively populate. That means you can have it set so Lightroom automatically, any shot you take, any screen capture, anything goes right into Lightroom. I no longer do that. I selectively choose. So I will shoot natively with the Apple app or Halide per capture app. And then I will pick my image I would like to use. Then I send that to Lightroom, open it in Lightroom and start working.
In the share button? Is that what you use?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. What about, you just mentioned Halide and we'll follow up on that in a second, but do you shoot in Lightroom?
I used to until the new iPhone 14 came out. When the iPhone 14 Pro came out, I no longer felt the need to shoot through Lightroom.
Okay, because there's one Lightroom Mobile trick, and I don't know if you're going to get into this, but you can do long exposures in Lightroom that is similar to the live exposure long photos long exposure trick that makes either cars go away or the waves look really cool, but they hide the photo. Sometimes they're hidden when you take them in Lightroom, and you have to search for them. Have you gone through this?
Yeah, that's the other issue with when you shoot in Lightroom, there's no indicator of which frame is shot with which camera. So, you know, for an iPhone, there's five cameras in the application of Lightroom that you can shoot through, five. Mm-hmm. But nothing tells you that you shot through that camera unless it's the HDR. That's the only one that will actually, you'll see a mark on the image icon. So, yeah, it's tricky. It's a little, I wish they would change that, but.
Okay. Here's another one for you. HDR. You could do auto HDR on the iPhone and it looks nice. It looks good. Or you could put your phone on a tripod and you could underexpose by one and then shoot normal and then underexpose by two or whatever, and then merge them on the computer, but not in mobile. Do you have a workaround on that?
No, I just will shoot HDR through Lightroom. If I have a specific lighting issue where I'm really like, oh, God, I really need to have this as an HDR capture, I will shoot it through the Lightroom app then. Because you're right, you can't do image stacking, really, right, is what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a pain. But
one day, come on.
And they do look great once you know, there's manual HDR, it looks a lot better than auto HDR, if you ask me.
100%.
Tell me about Halide. You like to shoot on there as well?
Yeah, I'm actually Halide. It's not my go-to. So this is what I do for myself. I try a new app every, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, and I try to shoot with it for a week solid, only using that app, so I can see if I like it, because I'm such a creature of habit. I use the one, you know, my go-to.
Right.
And so Halide's currently the one I'm working on. So far, I like it. I think as I'm old, I'm so used to knowing exactly where my controls are and what things are that I get a little frustrated when I want to just shoot something pretty quick and I have to fumble around.
What's the advantage of Halide over the others?
I haven't found an advantage yet, but I'm still looking. Okay. This is one of the things with new technology. And if I do a confession, it's one of the reasons I teach. I teach because people like you will ask me, or someone else out in the world say, hey, so what is it about that? Or what about that night capture? And if I haven't tried it, I don't know. And so teaching makes me look.
Yeah.
It makes me try it. So I have not found an advantage yet. And there may not be one for me.
Yeah. My flip side is that I need to buy a Samsung Galaxy phone, because every time I say, here's how to do something on the iPhone, the thing in your brain says, and here's how to do it on the Galaxy. And I don't know. Right.
You know what? This is the bane of my life. I keep thinking I need to get a Google Pixel Plus or whatever. And then I'm like, ah.
I know.
No.
Yeah. And well, the problem with Android is there's so many different phones and they're so different. And you can't just do a blanket, here's how to do it, because, well, here's how to do it on the Pixel. Here's how to do it on the Galaxy. Well, here's how to do it on the Galaxy S. Here's how to do it on the Galaxy A. Right.
Right. Right, right.
That'd be crazy.
You know, it makes me nuts. One of the workarounds I have that for that in my mind is just like, if I'm showing you really cool things you can do with Lightroom, you can do that on Galaxy, it doesn't matter. And if I'm showing you Mac-oriented apps, I'm sure there's a Google one. At least I'm just showing you this is available. You go find it. You go do a search and you'll find it.
Speaking of teaching, tell everybody about the multiple classes that you are teaching in any given week or month.
Yeah. So I vacillate between Photoshop and Lightroom, which is great because I'm a heavy editor. I like, as I said earlier, I am not I caught it in camera, we're done. I'm like, oh, how could I make some special effects? So currently I have we have the iPhone conference coming up, which is a great conference because there's so many different perspectives. You know, I'll watch it and, you know, you'll do something. I'm like, holy crap, I didn't know you could do that. That's amazing. And so I'm doing advanced Lightroom Mobile. And then I've got a portrait class. How do I want to describe this? I have a class coming up at WPPI in Las Vegas for professional photographers. And it's all about how do you incorporate the mobile workflow into professional jobs. So those are the two I have coming up right now.
You want
now.
To give us a hint? Are we talking portraits? Are we talking weddings? What are we talking?
Yeah, we're talking, well, and I teach the course from any perspective. Are you doing dog portraits? Are you doing engagement shots? Are you doing family portraits? And why would you want to use mobile? Well, on, I don't know about you, but in my professional retouching industry, 80% of my deliverables, 80% are now screen social only.
Wow.
Isn't that astounding? 80% of the work I do.
I'll give you an example. So I was doing some photos for a real estate agent here in Manhattan Beach, down at the pier, and he was doing, him and his wife, they were doing thank yous for all the people who bought homes. So I was doing family portraits of them. And so the first family comes up, and I pull out my Sony, and I take a portrait of them, and I have a big white sky in the background, which is not what they were seeing. They didn't see a white sky. They saw a blue sky. I said, I don't think I'll try the iPhone 14, see how it looks. Took a picture of them, big blue sky. Because it's a multiple exposure of 9 images, and that's why we got it. And I said, hey, this is great. I could leave my gear at home and just bring the iPhone. Isn't that wonderful? You know, in fact, I was walking down the street. I ran into a neighbor. She says, what are you doing? I said, going to a photo shoot. She says, where's your camera? I said, it's in my pocket. Right? Anyway, so, right? And so then I'm doing the portraits and everything. Everybody's happy. And then I airdrop them a picture to their phone, and they walk away with a picture. And they're happy. And it looks like the picture that they would expect to get because it was done on an iPhone.
Right. All right. I'm going to take that one step further, and it's brilliant. So let's say, for example, I did a job for a paddleboarding company up here in Donner, Truckee. And while I'm out on the water, I take the shot, I edit it in Lightroom, change the sky density, et cetera. I add their logo to the upper corner, and then I send it to them, and they posted it on social with their full logo already embedded in the image. Bada bing, done.
And how do you get your logo in through Lightroom Mobile?
And this is part of that course I'm teaching for Kelby One is, so the deal is with any kind of watermark, logo, or texture, and you want to add it to Lightroom, you have to preload that into your either iDrive or put it in your photos. You have to have it on your device. Mm-hmm. And so then through the export as function in Lightroom, you can add anything. I make Tintype images, like type 55 Polaroid images in Lightroom Mobile on my phone instantly. But I preload the textures.
I should let everybody know that I am launching the conference at the pre-con, the day before, March 27th. Yeah, I'm March 27th. Everybody else is 28th and 29th. I'm doing iPhone beginning. I'm walking everybody through the complete menu, every option there is. The great news about the iPhone is that it's gotten so amazing. The bad news is they've stuffed so much stuff in, most people have no idea what's there. So I'm walking them through there, and then I'm doing the video class as well, showing people how to produce professional video on an iPhone, which I do every week. So that's
what I have to tell you. That's the strongest recommendation I have for any mobile shooter is you got to understand the tool that's in your hand. So they should definitely watch your intro because, as you said, I call them drawers. They have so many drawers on the phone now that you have to open up and go, oh, what's this? And the amount of control you have is astounding, but you need to know it.
Yeah.
So they should definitely tune in for you.
16:9 or 4:3 time lapse, slow-mo, which slow-mo? Do you use the really, really, really slow-mo or you use the medium slow-mo, et cetera, et cetera? There's a lot of great stuff there. Can keep you busy forever.
Yeah.
Talk to me about
knowing your tool.
Let's talk about Lisa for a minute. Okay. You have a very interesting little life here. As I'm reading on your website, I lived in France for about 5 years and I got tired of it. And I moved back to, I know you lived in LA and now you're in Truckee. Walk us through some of your adventures.
Yeah. Well, I started as a photographer. I graduated from Art Center College of Design and I was a portrait shooter. And I wanted to shoot people the way they felt, not to me, not the way they necessarily wanted to present themselves. And that proves to be a very tough economic balance to have. And I was always good at Photoshop was just coming out and I was good at it. And I thought, oh, why don't I do retouching like movie posters so that I can do my photography as my great love, which is what I do now. My photography is my passion. My retouching is my mortgage payment.
And you started doing retouching for posters, not making posters.
Designing, and it was hand in hand, designing and finishing at the same time. And then I realized economically it was better to be the finisher than the designer. So
what are some of your famous posters?
Oh, God, what have I done? What have I done? Famous is a hard word for me to use, but you know, I did Dog with Chainham Tutting, whatever his name is. Reprisal. I'm looking. I do a lot of streaming. Streaming has been the best thing for my career. So Netflix and Apple, the Enola Holmes series on Netflix, CBS stuff. What did I just do recently? Yellow Jacket for Showtime.
9 Perfect Strangers for Hulu.
Oh God, that was an awful job.
Red Notice for Netflix.
Oh, Red Notice was a really fun job because that was really hard. You know, CSI for CBS.
Okay, FBI Nine Perfect Strangers is a image of 9 people in little boxes. Did you put them in the box? Is that you?
Yeah, nightmare. Absolute nightmare. That's probably about 50 photos in that nightmare.
Composites.
Yeah, composites. Yeah.
How long does it take you to do these things?
It can vary from 2 days, 1 day, 2 days to 2 weeks. It really depends on the complexity of the job. But, you know, can I do a little shiny squirrel for you? One of the things about mobile shooting and then retouching, and like I have this phrase I like to use, it's not the wand, it's the wizard. I have to tell you, it is astounding the low quality imagery I get for entertainment.
Really?
Astounding. And I think, God, I could have shot that better with my iPhone. Isn't that amazing? It's not the device. It's really fascinating to me.
They're not sending you PSDs and they're not sending you TIFFs.
Oh, yeah.
But they're just lousy.
Oh, yeah. It's not that they're lousy shots, because you can have a great DSLR camera and have a crappy lens.
True.
Or shoot it at the wrong, you know, shoot it out of focus or not handle your exposure. It doesn't matter that the camera's nice. It's great that the camera's nice, but.
But when we shoot on the iPhone, they're in focus. And they're not underexposed and they're not overexposed. It's pretty amazing.
I'm telling you, it's staggering. It is staggering. And I have often shot pickup pieces, hands and whatnot for jobs, and shot it on my iPhone.
Yeah. I'll be in situations where I'll pull out my 2470 on my Sony and it's not wide enough. And the only way I can get a wide shot is pull out the iPhone.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have to drag all these lenses with you. Tell us about France. Were you just doing your retouching there?
Yeah, I was. God love the internet. I just got tired of Hollywood and I had a kid and he was 2 by the time I moved. And I realized with my 12-hour days in Hollywood at the studios, I wasn't going to see him. So packed up, sold everything, moved to France.
Paris.
And stayed 5 years.
No,
rural, backwoods, middle of nowhere, Southwest France. Oh, yeah, right. I had a little inn, bought an inn.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I did 4 episodes of my Photo Walks TV series in Paris and France in November, and people were astounded that I just went there with just an iPhone. I shot everything on the iPhone, or multiple iPhones, really. But turned out okay.
Yeah, I was in Paris in November as well, December, and I went to Ghent. I went to Amsterdam, and I went to Florence and Venice, and I shot only with an iPhone.
But you got tired of France and came back.
Yeah. So moved my kid back home when he was 7, you know, and now I'm here. And then I was in LA until he graduated high school. And now he's in college and I'm up here in the woods living the life of Riley.
Mm-hmm. A lot of California transplants where you are. Right? Oh, wait, Truckee is California or Nevada?
Truckee is California, okay, but it's right next door to Nevada. Uh-huh. A little stone's throw. Yeah.
And you enjoy it there?
Yeah, I love it. It's absolutely beautiful because it's so pristine and gorgeous. And 7 minutes, I can be literally walk from my door of my house and be on Donner Lake paddleboarding and shooting.
Well, you'll have to say the word and let me know when I can come up there and visit you and we can do a Photo Walks episode together. What do you think?
It would be amazing. Anytime. Absolutely anytime. And we've got some other shooters nearby. Sean Dugan's not far from us. He's only 45 minutes down the hill. Jeff's how long? An hour away? Yeah, we got people around us.
And then we can go to Reno too. The biggest little city in the world.
Sure.
You don't like it, right? Yeah. But I read the other day it's becoming a big tech hub. Reno.
Oh, absolutely. It's Reno's actually changed so much in the last 20 years. And my kids down there, my whole family's down there. Yeah. And it's beautiful. And there's a lot of neon lights and you can do a lot of fun shooting, especially evening night. Shooting.
Let's bring everybody back to the iPhone. Lisa Carney will be speaking and teaching at the iPhone Photo Conference, which begins on March 28th and 29th. For more information, kelby1live.com. Your host will be speaking there as well. Lisa, before then, where else will you be teaching?
I will be in Vegas if anyone wants to come to WPPI. It's a live event. It's for professional portrait shooters, small business shooters, wedding event shooters. Have you ever been to WPPI?
The W stands for wedding. Wedding, yes. Portrait, professional.
Professional. International.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've been to a WPPI many times. I don't think they've done it in the past few years, right? Live.
We did it last year, but that was a little awkward. It was still post-COVID transition.
Yeah, I used to shoot weddings. I used to shoot weddings, so I used to go for that. And it was the world's greatest camera store. It was just a lot of fun seeing what's new.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, when I first got out of school, I shot weddings, but I was such a doofus. I would shoot them with a 4x5 format camera with type 55 Polaroid film. That was my gig. Oh my God, what a cuckoo. It was such a nightmare.
Yeah, I started with the 20D, graduated to the Canon 5D.
Yeah.
Lisa, for people who want to find out more about you, lisacarney.com, correct?
That's me. Yeah. And it's a combination of Photoshop and Lightroom. I say mobile shooting, but I'm so Lightroom heavy with the mobile shooting.
And if nothing else,
all kinds
to
of
see
information.
All your great posters to be knocked out.
Ah, you're sweet.
I'm Jefferson Graham. Look for me at my website, jeffersongraham.net. Be sure to watch PhotoWalks TV on YouTube, youtube.com/PhotoWalks TV. New episodes of the iPhone Photo Show every week. And thank you to Mylio Photos for sponsoring today's episode. We'll see you next time.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.